Bryce had quoted Rav Meir's version of the story that Rabbi Gamliel's father told the people to quickly use the chotzer so that the tzeduki could not take back his rights to the chotzer. In fact, more if the people would use the chotzer first, would the tzeduki lose his ability to take back his rights from the chotzer? In the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir says that one who relinquishes rights in the chotzer and then uses the chotzer, whether b'shoyeg or b'meizid, does get back his rights in the chotzer. Rav Yosef said the proper version of the Mishnah should read that Rabbi Meir says if the person uses the chotzer, he does not take back his rights to the chotzer. Abaye said a different teretz. He said the Bryce is discussing whether other people use it first. That removes the relinquisher's ability to take back their rights. The Mishnah is discussing whether the relinquisher used the chotzer before the other people. That's why he can take back his rights. The Bryce quotes Rav Meir exactly as Abaye has explained them. The Bryce quotes Rabbi Yehuda's version of the story there. Galil's father told the people to do what they need in the chotzer before Shabbos began because it would be usher once Shabbos began. We see that Rabbi Yehuda holds the tzeduki has the status of a goy and the relinquishment is therefore not effective. In fact, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says Rabbi Galil's father told him to use it before the tzeduki used it. We see that until he did the relinquishment was effective. Gemara says the Mishnah should be read that they were told to use it before it got dark on Friday. Another answer, the Gemara says, the Bryce is dealing with one who is Mechal Shabbos Bifahesya. He gets a din of a goy. The Mishnah is dealing with someone who is Mechal Shabbos in private. He has a din of a yid. Based on this, the Bryce that says that someone who is Mechal Shabbos Bifahesya is treated like a goy follows Rabbi Yehuda. There was once a person who carried outside on Shabbos. When he saw Rabbi Yehuda in the Siyah, he covered over what he was carrying because he was embarrassed. Rabbi Yehuda in the Siyah said, Rabbi Yehuda would allow such a person to relinquish his rights. Rabbi Yehuda said, who is considered a mummer? It's someone who was Mechal Shabbos Bifahesya. Rav Nachman asked, if you follow Rav Meir, that a person who doesn't keep even one mitzvah is considered to be a mumma for everything, then why did you say he's a mumma only if he's a Mechal Shabbos? If you follow the Rabbanon that say that someone's not a mumma unless you do Avodah Zarah, then why is he a mumma? Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, to allow his relinquishing of rights to be effective, he can't be someone who's Mechal Shabbos Bifahesya. The Braisa states his concept of will and then adds that the proper verbiage to relinquish rights is for the person to say, my rights are transferred to you, my rights are relinquished to you, no further action beyond that is necessary. Rashi said Rav Huna is following the view of the Tanu who holds that Shabbos is as important as Avodah Zarah, and therefore one who worships Avodah Zarah. Since they're the same, someone who worships Avodah Zarah and someone who is Mechal Shabbos Bifahesya has the same status as someone who is over all the Avodahs in the Torah. Zok the Mishnah, if one of the residents of a chotzer forgot to join the Erev and he then relinquished his rights in the chotzer to the other residents, no one may transfer items in and out of this person's house, but all may transfer items in and out of the other resident's house. If the other residents relinquish their rights to the person who forgot to join the Erev, this person may carry in and out of his house, but no one may carry in and out of the other resident's house. If there were two people who forgot to join the Erev and the other residents relinquished their rights to the two people, they make it usher for each other to carry in and out of their houses to the chotzer, because one person may give rights and receive rights, but two people may give rights but cannot receive rights. Beis Shammai may say one must relinquish his rights before Shabbos begins. Beis Hillel say it can even be done on Shabbos. If someone relinquishes rights and then carried out into the chotzer, Meir says whether it was done by Shoyig or the Meizid, he has taken back his rights and it's now usher to carry in that chotzer. Yehuda says if it was done by Meizid, he has taken back his rights. If it was done by Shoyig, he has not taken back his rights. Zok the Gemara, when one relinquishes his rights, the other residents may carry from their houses into the chotzer, but the person himself may not. In fact, the Gemara, if the person gave up his rights, he should be able to carry from his house as well. If he didn't give up his rights, then how can anyone else carry in the chotzer? The Gemara says he gave up his rights to the chotzer, but not to his house. The Tanakhama of the Mishnah holds that when one gives up his rights to a chotzer, he does not necessarily give up his rights to his house as well, because a person would live in a house that does not have a chotzer. The reason he's allowed to carry in and out of their house, of their houses, is because he's considered to be a guest by them. Mishnah said, "Nosnu loy reshusan hu mutav hein asurin." Fact, Gemara, why aren't they considered to be his guests and thereby allowed to carry from his house to the chotzer? So Gemara says one person can be considered a guest to five people can't be considered a guest for one person. Fact, Gemara, from the fact that the Mishnah says that this person first relinquishes rights to the others and then the others relinquish their rights to him, we see that one may relinquish their rights and then relinquish it back, which is machalikas in the previous Gemara. Gemara says the Mishnah is discussing two cases: one where he relinquishes his rights to them, and another where they relinquish it to him. It's not a continuation of one case. Mishnah said, "Hayushnaim oishim zelzeh." For the Gemara, it's obvious that two people who have not joined in an Erev will prohibit each other. Gemara says the chiddush is that if after all the residents relinquished their rights to these two people, one of the two people went and relinquished his rights, meaning his own rights in addition to the other rights that he got from the other people, and then he went and gave it over to the other person, the other of the two people who the rights were relinquished to, it will not be effective to allow carrying the chotzer. The only time relinquishing is effective is when it immediately allows carrying the chotzer. The original relinquishment in this case did not allow for that, so therefore the later relinquishment, the second relinquishment, would not allow for that either. Mishnah said, She'echad noisin rishus. In fact, Gemara, we already know that one person may give and receive rights. Gemara says the chiddush is that the halacha that follows, which says that two people may even give rights. In fact, Gemara, that's also obvious. Gemara says we would have thought to be goyzer in that case, out of concern that it may lead to people giving to rights to two different people as well, which is also the Mishnah teaches that there's no such gzeira. Therefore, two people can give rights, even though two people can't get rights.